Superintendent update and enrollment report, Craig.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you all for starting at 4 o'clock today. As you all know, and I don't know if the audience knows, that we are attending a Yuba County Office of Education fundraiser that starts at 5:30. And so we needed to make sure that we got our board meeting done so that we could attend that wonderful event. Here's some updates. I'm going to give you some upcoming events. You have it on your April calendar, but just to make sure. Tuesday, April 21st, so next Tuesday, you have a special board meeting, closed session only. Well, you'll start open, you've got to close, you know how that works. Thursday the 23rd is the Educators That Make a Difference at the 5:30 Event Center in Marysville, and we have two tables reserved for us. On Friday the 24th, there's Friday at the Flagpole at Wheatland-L. And Thursday the 30th, Lone Tree has a music program at 9 a.m., and Wheatland-L's art show is 4:30 to 6:30.
Brian
is
also the track.
And a track. Thank you.
What was that date?
That is Friday, the
Friday the 31st.
After the educator makes a difference if we
move. Oh, the 24th. Okay. Summer camp registration begins the 24th as well, so we have lots going on the 24th. But it goes through May 1st. It's an open enrollment window. Again, they have to be current TK through 8th grade students here in our district to participate in camp. Preschoolers and incoming TK are not eligible. Next year's after-school program registration starts on May 22nd at 4 p.m. Bear River has a garden sale this Saturday from 9 to 2. If you're looking for vegetables or flowers or succulents or whatever you want. The Wheatland-L Jogathon is going to be held on Friday, May 22nd. And you're all asked to attend if you can. And then I'll move on to the attendance report. At the time of the agenda, we had 1,357 students. That's 19 less than we had last year and two more than we had last month. We have 76 students currently enrolled in preschool, which is exactly what we had last month and 17 less than last year. We have a total of 1,433, which is 36 less than we had last year at this time and two more than we had last month. Well, that's all I have for the superintendent's report and the enrollment report.
Craig, could you also say on May 22nd, the jogathon and the after school enrollment, did you also say Lone Tree Friday at the Flagpole?
Lone Tree, when is your Friday at the Flagpole?
That is on.
I think it is the 22nd.
I don't even care, it's the 22nd.
Yeah, I think it is.
Steam night on the 21st, and they're Friday at the Flagpole
yes.
On the 22nd.
Okay, thank you. Yuba County Office of Ed Superintendent Search Update. Superintendent Krager.
Well, I hope to keep this short, but I don't think it was sweet, but it was quite an event. We got together on Tuesday. I think there was almost 30 people in the room. Oh, was it? you felt loved, right?
No.
I will say, do not ever set me next to Nikki and Taylor again, because it put me right in the middle. You know, it's not easy to keep my attention. I think Taylor might have ADHD or something.
No.
But other than that, in all sincerity, it was actually a good time.
At least he threw you under the bus.
I was not the problem.
I'm the one that brought the chocolate.
We didn't get you that.
I know you didn't. I did.
The good truffle chocolate, too.
That's right. I made sure it was the good stuff. But I will say it was an eventful day. It was a long day. I think, thoughtful in the fact that we did it the same way for every person. So even though it may have been intimidating for you, it was intimidating for everybody else. I have gone through many interviews in my 33 years, and I would say that would probably have been one of the harder ones that I've ever experienced for somebody else, not for me personally, because I wasn't the one being interviewed, but walking into a room and literally looking around 30 to 38 people, and you're just sitting in the middle of it is a very difficult thing. But I will tell you this, that is a good thing because you got to see how they respond under pressure. And pressure is a good thing to see because as a superintendent, you know that they are on the scope every single day. And there's somebody always out and looking at what you're doing, and there it's called a microscope, and you're under it. And people are always wanting to see how you respond. And so I felt it gave a great feel for how people respond under pressure. Some people actually, I think, rose to that and did very well, and there were a few maybe that didn't. So what we have for you is you will have a packet, and for each of you board members, a confidential packet. Please keep that to yourself. You can start going over those information and looking through the actual six candidates that we went through, all the questions that they were done, and then they'll have a tally of how it was basically voted on. And it's not a top three, it's just who were voted. They didn't put anything in order, it was just the top three overall, and that tallies within that confidential part that will be given to you by Melissa. With that being said, our next steps are we're going to meet next week. I will not be at that. I'm in meetings in Sacramento all next week, starting on Sunday. County superintendents are coming together, and we'll be doing some legislative activities and things like that. So I'll be in SAC starting on Sunday, and I'll be there till Wednesday. So I will miss the next one. But any questions for us at Yuba County Office of Ed on the processes and what's next, please, this is your chance.
Just thank Mary and Amy. Okay. I had a brain.
Thank you.
They did a really nice job, had everything set up. Everything just was seamless, having a greeter out front. I can't thank your office enough for all the effort that was put in that day. So there was a lot of coordinating and a lot of stuff. It was very well done. So thank them,
thank
please.
You. And La Unica was good. So if you
I'll say lunch
food,
was great.
So it was really good. So we did get some really good food out of the deal, too, for those that were there. Other than that, I'm really excited for you as a board, and you get to make all the fun decisions. I don't. We get to present them to you, but at least you have some really great information now to kind of start moving forward and doing that. So with that being said, we look forward to serving you on next week and getting down to hopefully 2 to 3 people, and then they'll come before you, and you'll get to interview them and rake them over the coals a little more, because I think that's really what you should do, to be honest, because you want people under pressure to see how they handle it, and because you know that being a superintendent is a very pressure-centered job, and you have a lot on you, and you have a lot of responsibility, so we take that seriously, and obviously we want you to have the very best, so to us from you, good luck on it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So as a follow-up, you have a special board meeting next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. That's where you will narrow the field, and then your interviews will be May 6th, starting at 5 o'clock. They will be in closed session, and I expect it'll take you 3 or 4 hours to get through that, depending on how many you push through on the 21st. Okay?
CBO report. Anna. So
more revenue than what was budgeted. But right now we're on track of receiving and posting revenue from the state, the federal, the local agencies. In under the expenditure, this time I wanted to cover a couple of things that I haven't really covered in the past. But here under expenditures, which is for the middle of the page, we have encumbrances and we have expenditures. The encumbrances may or may not materialize, depending on many factors. But as you can see, you will see available balances. Some are very few are negative. This is because I've been working on updating and making sure that I stay on top of the expenditures that are coming in. But also, I don't want to touch any too many budget transfers unless they're only if they're not affecting the fund balance. I can make budget transfers for a site between their resources and between some of the expenditure lines, but it will not affect the fund balance. But in some cases, it will. So I'm trying not to make a lot of those so that you can see the negatives growing, and then those budget transfers, when I make them, I will bring them to you. I believe that once a year or a couple of times a year, I am supposed to bring to you budget transfers that affect the fund balance. It reduces it or it increases it. But right now, what I did here on these big amounts, because we're past the midpoint of the fiscal year, there you will see a couple of minor negatives. So, for example, the one that right now I don't have in the box, right now there is a negative $14,180 as an available balance. That means that I have to increase the budget. It will affect the fund balance, and that is because teacher subs and teacher extra. So we have a lot of sub cost, and I did increase it at first in a second interim, but it wasn't enough. So before the year ends, we will have a little bit more of an additional cost. So that's an example of what the areas that I wanted you to look at and the areas that I'm keeping track of. The one that's highlighted that has a big positive balance is not for grabs. It isn't that that's going to fall to the fund balance. That means that that's para ed salaries. And in part of that, part of it may go back to the fund balance, or I may use it to cover these negatives above. So I just wanted to give you an idea of what those big negatives and positives are. The negative 17402, that is classified supervision, and that one, just so you know, it includes, I printed a detail here, ELOP, those are the funding for the after school. So that one is fine because I'm going to be having enough ELP funds to cover that. And I'm still working with Tara on the after school program budgets, the ELP and the ACC. So that's where you see that what we will have to pay from the revenue of the ELP to cover that. Another one that I highlighted on the top, that one is $909,000, almost $1 million. That's not for grabs. That's not going to go back to the fund balance. That is the STRS on behalf that we have to book on the revenue as $1 million and on expenditures as $1 million. It's one of those GASB rules, the General Accounting Accepted Accounting Board passed a law a long time ago that we have to book in your financial statements the STRS on behalf. And it's revenue, and you also get an expenditure. So that is going to be booked at the end of the year, but I have to budget it. The $1,085,000. Now, we can see that that's for materials and supplies. When I showed you the second interim and I showed you the MYP, the multi-year projection, there was more than that. So we have been spending materials and supplies. Now, you have $1 million, and I know we're not going to mainly restricted funds, so I don't want you to think that that's going to go to the unrestricted side. In the restricted funds, we have a lot of grants, we have BLP, and we have other grants, even new grants that we have received, special ed. Those, we have to book them as expenditure. If you're going to receive $1 million in revenue, we have to balance the budget by creating an expenditure of the same amount to net to zero. But even when we spend all of it, it goes back to it will be restricted funds. I just want to make that clear. So that's not going to go all into the budget. So 5,800 is the same thing. It's about $1 million that it's available balance. Most of it is going to go back to the restricted side, which we cannot touch. Then you have a couple of positive numbers there. I have to make sure that we have enough to cover those items. Utilities have gone up a lot, and there are negatives in the utilities. And I mentioned that second interim that I did increase utilities more than what was originally budgeted. And now I have to increase it again because they've gone up and we haven't really been able to track exactly what is going to be at the end of the year expenses in utilities. So I'm not removing those available balances because I'm going to need to cover those negatives so that we don't touch the fund balance. So that is fund 01. Tonight and today, and I gave them share best practices. And then I'm working with the staff, but I have to provide also training as part of what we're supposed to be doing, providing and bringing training to the school district. And the plan for professional development and provide guidance and training to all district staff. It's the first one that we're going to have is May 18th, and I'm really excited about this one. School Services in California is coming here to provide that training, and I've been working with the president of the department there to put together a plan and a training and what specific areas we want. Part of this training will be geared towards the HR, CBO, payroll, and the staff who hire staff, and I've invited the administrators to attend. I think it would be great for them to attend, so they're coming as well. It'll be a good one. It's going to be in the morning, through lunch, and then we'll have some Q&A, and any of you that want to come, you're welcome to come and see.
As long as it's only two of you.
That's fine.
So, the audit report is the one we usually get in December, right? That's the one we're supposed to get now in May. Okay, my other question is, we're talking about how you have to adjust the budget. As you do that, as you develop the next budget, so like next year, you'll budget more for subs so you don't have to move funds as much next year, that more is allocated in each of those areas?
In this case, I have to see what your subs and extra hours were last 2 years to then try to come up with a better budget. Also, some of those costs were in the past have been put in the regular salary line, and while that it's okay in some instances, we should separate sub from the regular budget.
Yeah, it's just nice to see things like what the total, instead of having to move it and then kind of track it through the year.
Okay.
So that was just what my question. And then my other question, which is kind of off topic at this, is though I was just wondering where we are with the reconciliation with the county and the cash audit on that. Where are we close to finishing that up?
We are not close to finishing that up. The auditor reviewed it, and
okay.
I haven't really heard from him as far as the details of it, but it's going to be on the report.
Okay.
And it is, as far as I know, and I know that the superintendent can add to this, that is the cash that was at one time had not been reconciled and caught up with by the cash and county treasury, but at the same time, because of that, and then I think because of you may have had a CDO or different staff changes, it fell behind at the district level also. So it is almost 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And while when I started, I took a look at it, and it seems like, okay, this is a big project. So it's going to take longer. In the current year, I've been attempting to just try to stay on track with a reconciliation, but it isn't complete. It isn't fully accurate, the ones that I'm doing, because I don't have all that back history to come back to what the beginning balances are. And that's the challenge. But I'm glad you asked about that. That's
okay, I was just curious where we were with that. So, okay, thank you.
And just a reminder that the county treasury, first of all, they are way behind times, but the county treasury has us having more money than we thought we had, so it's not the other way around. As has been said many times, it is saying that we have more money available than we have in our budget. So once we find out where that money is supposed to go, and that's the big issue with all these different accounts, you don't know if it's a grant money and you put it in your general fund, then it's a problem. If it's a general fund money and you put it in your grant, it's a problem. So it's definitely a difficult job to figure out where it all goes. But at some point, I've told them, we just need to punt and put the money back and move on. But Anna's been working on it with the county. And
and as I have gone through the budget cycle, there are funds that I found that I pinpoint, and I'm thinking,
of that $2 million that was originally spoke of that was misappropriated and put into a wrong fund, let's call it, how much of that has been found and reappropriated where it belonged, would you say?
I don't recall that it was $2 million. I thought it was more 1.5. I thought that that was the amount, and I would say that $1 million of it was in the accounts, in the general fund, and we're still like 300 to 500 in what I saw when I started working there. That 300 to 500 had not been, not found, I don't want to say not found, because it appears to be in the general fund. It's in your beginning balances. It's in there, but it's commingled. It may be in fund 12. It may be in the other funds. You see, like maybe it was posted to fund 09 and it belongs to 01. So I want to say that it's in the funds. It's not that it's missing. So that's why the, and again, this is, Craig, chime in if I'm saying it wrong, but this is what I see and what I saw from when I started, that the beginning balance had the money in there, but not really aware. And we did start finding, and we did start posting certain revenues. I closed the books, and even afterwards, I found some and I sent it to the auditor so he could then put it to the right resource. And you have approximately 200, I want to say, different resources that each one I have to balance individually. So it could be in those. So it's not like it's missing and we don't have it. I believe it's all in the, most of it is in the general fund of it. So it's not like we have money.
But that's why we can't get the audit cleared, is because it's not categorized where it needs to be correct.
Right. For the most part, I want to say that without having all the details with me or what's missing, that it's safe to say that.
So here's an example. We received an email from Wheatland High School 2 days ago, Hannah and myself, regarding impact aid money that belongs to us, but it went to them. And it all happened at the Treasury. And we would have never known that had the high school not said, hey, this doesn't match any of our records. And so we looked, and